And welcome back to the D.C. Everest Soccer Complex. Second half of D.C. Everest Girls Soccer against Appleton North. Play is about to resume as you hear the whistle indicating that play is back in and the Evergreens are enjoying a 3-1 lead. If you are just joining us, let's recap our scoring here. We played the first 20 minutes of this match scoreless. And the Evergreens, wow, just to start this half, are right back on the attack. And Maddie Simpson, trying to fight to that ball, had her arms out and shoved past one of the Appleton North defenders and is whistled for it. That's a foul on the Evergreens. Yeah, we played the first 20 minutes of the match scoreless. And then Rachel Kinney scored for Appleton North. High ball that went off the hands of the Everest goalkeeper, Sonia Bodleski, just kind of chipped up in a shot that was a little bit too tall for Sonia, 1-0. I'll show you before that, the Evergreens had a goal that was waved off offside in the fourth minute. So it looked like the Evergreens had led, but no, flag was up, no goal. So Appleton North had a 1-0 lead, and that was a very short-lived 1-0 lead. Elle Hersberger scored for the Evergreens, the first of two goals at the 23rd minute. So North held that lead for just 3 minutes of match play. Evergreens coming back all the way down again. Evergreens trying to get this centered. Evergreens trying to track down this ball. There's Sarah Lorge. There are two defenders back for Appleton North, and they get the ball off to the side. So the Evergreens immediately get two early balls that gave them opportunities to score with this 3-1 lead. The second goal was also initiated by the Evergreens. It was Maddie Simpson's shot, left the ball off to the side then for Megan Heil. Heil and then Sarah Lorge each had touches. Lorge put the ball on net, went off the goalkeeper's hands again. Hannah Bear couldn't secure it, and then left in front for Hersberger, who scored. So the Evergreens led 2-1 at the 28th minute. Maddie Simpson added a goal of her own at the 32nd minute. Simpson right outside the big box, but straight on, transferred the ball from right to left and then scored with a strong left foot, beating the Appleton North keeper, the freshman Hannah Bear, making it 3-1. So we've had no scoring over the last, 12 minutes of match play? No, 14 minutes now as we are 2 minutes into the second half. The Evergreens goal that made it 3-1 came at the 32nd minute. Then to the 45th minute with no scoring. Got a foul here. That whistle was sounded on Appleton North. The Evergreens will get the ball back towards the edge of their defensive third. The Evergreens work with the wind here, trying to get that down to Maddie Simpson off one of the defenders' heads. Going to roll out towards the goal. Hannah Bear will gather it in uncontested. And Bear is ready to punt it away. She's going to wind up punting into the wind here. See if the Evergreens can win the battle to this 50-50 ball. Bounces once. In the neighborhood is Alana Schneck. Evergreens fight for it. Up here is Rachel Burns. Back to Schneck, who circles around just over the touchline. Evergreens play a short game here to Megan Heil. Heil is marked very closely by one of the Appleton North players. In fact, when she was double-teamed, she lost the ball. We'd said this before the half arrived, that the next goal is going to be critical. Either the Evergreens will score and will go up by 3 goals, and that's probably all she wrote. The Evergreens of a 4-1 lead would seem almost insurmountable here. But if Appleton North gets the next goal, and then there's some time left in the match there, North would be within 1 and would have their opportunities to tie. So we'll see how this plays out. And also, I mean, all of that depends, too, on how much time elapses before one of these other teams scores again. Ball went out of play, and Appleton North is going to get a throw in. Let's not forget, too, the Evergreens had a pretty good save late in the first half from Sonia Bodleski on a high ball that looked like it was going to be too tall for her. She jumped, got great air, and was able to tip the ball over the crossbar and then harmlessly out of play. That came at the 41st minute. It's probably the best save of the afternoon. This ball goes out of play. The Evergreens will get a goal kick. Again, can Appleton North generate enough quality chances to get themselves within 1 goal? Evergreens move this ahead off Maddie Simpson's foot to Alana Schneck. Schneck with a long ball ahead. Can Hersberger run this down? One of the Appleton North defenders is closest to it. They collide right near the end line, out of play. That's going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens, and they win this corner on the speed of Hersberger, who's already got 2 goals and is having a great match. In fact, the Appleton North defender, I think, had a step on her, and then Elle was able to get even and run this through. And this is high and up and leaping and making a save is Hannah Bear on a high ball. And she was contacted, too, so this will be played as a goal kick instead of a punt out. Low line drive. It's controlled by the Evergreens. Alana Schneck ahead now to Maddie Simpson. Now two defenders around her. Simpson leaves it off for her teammate. Slid forward just off the foot of Sarah Lorge and to the hands of the waiting goalkeeper, Hannah Bear. God, that would have been an assist opportunity for Maddie Simpson. Megan Heil here got a whistle. Appleton North player contacted by the Evergreens. It's a foul on Dakota Corallo of the Evergreens. So we have played the first 5 minutes of the second half with neither team able to score. So this has been an extended period. 23 minutes now of match play with no goals. In fact, it's the longest stretch in the match so far that neither team has scored, going back to the 32nd minute of the first half. Dakota Corallo moves that forward for the Evergreens. It's a pretty nice ball to Lorge, edge of the box. Maddie Simpson now about 10 feet outside, slides it off to the side. Alana Schneck. Schneck is fouled. She goes down as three Appleton North players surrounded her. The Evergreens are going to get a kick from just outside the big box. Maddie Simpson is going to take this, and the Evergreens are going to get to put this ball on goal after that foul. Maddie Simpson will take it. A three-player wall is being set up now. Four players by Appleton North. They're being backed off the 10. And let's see what Maddie Simpson can do on this play. Mads can slide this off to either side. And the Evergreens, one of her teammates, can put this on. Simpson chips it towards the goal. It's high and just wide. Right idea. Just out of play. Maddie Simpson's trying to loft that. Just a little bit too tall for the goalkeeper, but too tall for the net, too. She's trying for the far side, upper corner. Just the accuracy a little bit off. We're going to go into the 52nd minute. Evergreen's 3-1 lead, still good. And into the wind, Hannah Bear is going to take this goal kick. She's a freshman, and it's short. Megan Heil is close to it. Appleton North player has it. Trying to slide and challenge as Dakota Corallo. North gets this ahead. Evergreens chip it back. Maddie Simpson again, edge of the box. Two defenders around her. Simpson left foot blocked by one of the North defenders. Lauren Hoft was able to sacrifice her body. That went hard off her shin and then bounced off to the side. A little bit of sunshine peeking through the clouds. We appreciate that. It's been a chilly afternoon when the sun's disappeared. Sun is out now, and everybody appreciates that. I'm looking at the spectators across the way. Got some fan blankets there, and just about everyone's got a coat on, too. Evergreen's defense, play this back. Evergreen's play this off to the side. Here's Dakota Corallo. Corallo's been really solid defensively all season for the Evergreens. To Megan Heil. Heil's a little bit of traffic. Heil, wow, shoved one of the Appleton North players down. We're going to play on through that. It goes out of play. It's going to be Appleton North's ball. Heil did indeed shove the Appleton North player, but the Appleton North player kind of sold it too. Abby Kobler kind of tumbled to the ground and rolled once. I'm not sure she had to. So we play through that. On the throw-in, Megan Heil comes up again, tries to challenge it, goes out of play. Appleton North will throw in again, just underneath our broadcast location, right at the center line. Thrown in to Taylor Tomata, one of the three Appleton North captains. Beg your pardon, North has four captains. Virginia Gulata, midfielder, we haven't seen her today. Gulata wears number four, not playing. Injury. Evergreens bring this into the corner. Can the Evergreens get this centered in traffic? Shot towards the corner. Wow, it was open and just wide. Sarah Lorge almost had a goal of her own. Lorge was fed there by the Evergreens' leading scorer, Maddie Simpson. Goalkeeper came over to guard the near post, and the far side of the net was open, and that was slid just wide of the far post. So that would have been the goal that would have made it 4-1, probably would have put this game just beyond what Appleton North could do in terms of a comeback, if we're not there already. We stay at 3-1 as we are about to enter the 55th minute. So we're just about 10 minutes into the second half. Appleton North along the far side. Evergreens come up. Brianna Roush is there. That went out of play. That's going to be Appleton North's ball. Played very closely. Isabel Batley is going to throw this in. Appleton North arrived here with a 10-2-2 record, and their losses were to Bayport and Arrowhead, teams that also hope to join the Evergreens and the Appleton North Lightning at state. Evergreens chip this ahead. Can Maddie Simpson run this down? Mads is going to get to the ball, edge of the box, chips this ball towards the net, too tall. Maddie Simpson had to get that over one defender, too, so that was a pretty good look. But again, Maddie Simpson there, you just see another side of her game. That's a chance where she had to out-sprint one of the opponents to the ball, and she won the foot race to it also. Goal kick coming up. Short, again, into the wind. Megan Heil is near it for the Evergreens. Coming up to fill in is Dakota Corallo. Appleton North has it for a moment. Evergreens are looking for 3 wins in 3 days. They played on Thursday in not-so-good conditions against Wausau West. That was a mismatch. The Evergreens were 10-0 winners. Wausau West does not have a win in conference. Wausau West just waiting for some new players to arrive next year. I understand that there are some good players in the Wausau West pipeline, just not varsity ready yet. So the Evergreens got that on Thursday. Got a foul here on the Evergreens' Alana Schneck. As again, Abby Kobler tumbles to the ground. That time a whistle does sound. Foul comes about 10 yards, maybe 15 yards, over the midfield stripe. The Evergreens yesterday played Madison West and were 3-1 winners. They enjoy a 3-1 lead now over a tougher opponent. Appleton North turning on the goal here. Appleton North gets a shot on. One hop save by the Evergreens keeper, Sonia Budleski. It was Abby Kolber who turned on that. Kind of a tough chance. While the punt goes forward to Maddie Simpson. Simpson's got players chasing her. He's got teammates to either side. Maddie Simpson fights through one defender, edge of the box. Second defender got a foot on it and knocked it off to the side. Got past one defender, got past Greta Gerard, but could not get past Carson Descends, the second line of defense. Ball goes out of play. Appleton North throw in along the near touchline at the 57th minute. 3-1 now. It was 3-1 when the second half began. I mean, Appleton North really needs the next goal to be theirs. By the way, give you an update on one of the teams that tied the Evergreens earlier in the year. And the Evergreens are 13-1-1. Well, Hudson, the team that the Evergreens lost to last week, is also a two-loss team. Hudson is 12-2 for the season. And let's see what Appleton North can do here. Evergreens have four players back. This is a 2-on-4. And the Evergreens' Dakota Corallo lost the ball for a moment, played off to the side, off the foot of one of the Evergreens players, Jordan Langbin, and out of danger. So that opportunity for Appleton North, snuffed out, doesn't come to anything. The Prairie School, the team that the Evergreens settled for a tie with 7-7, that was the weirdest soccer match ever. Evergreens led by 4 goals and took their starters out on what was just a cold, raw day near Lake Michigan in Kenosha. And the Prairie School scored 4 unanswered goals. That was their starters, though, against the Evergreens reserves. And it was the kind of day where it was cold enough that once you took a player off and that player cooled down, you weren't going to ask them to warm up again to come back in. So the Evergreens played that second half without Maddie Simpson most of the way. Maddie Simpson has just won the race to this ball here. Goalkeeper comes off her line. That was the right decision. Goalkeeper Hannah Baer came off her line and she got to the ball before Maddie Simpson could close in on it. So this will be punted out to midfield. Evergreens have 2 players there, Megan Heil and Alana Schneck. They almost collided. Schneck comes away with the ball. Chips that forward. Too long for Maddie Simpson. Evergreens player, while goalkeeper came out, that ball was loose. Keeper is hurt, and we're going to have an injury stoppage here. That was a clean play. There was no foul there on the Evergreens player. The keeper, Hannah Baer, came out, and Sarah Lorge was challenging. The keeper did not have that ball secured, so Lorge has the opportunity to fight for that ball, and the keeper is injured in the contact that followed. And we do have an injury stoppage here at the 59th minute as the Appleton North goalkeeper is injured. That's in a collision with Sarah Lorge, and there should not have been a whistle there, and there was not, properly called by our officiating team. Goalkeeper Hannah Baer come out off her line. Ball bounced off her. She did not secure it. And as that ball was loose, Sarah Lorge has a right to go for it, and she did. And that's when the contact came with the goalkeeper. In fact, I think Lorge put the ball in play towards that keeper. This goalkeeper may have gotten her the wind knocked out of her by contact with the ball as much as with the Everest player. But she is still down and has not gotten to her feet yet. Appleton North's other goalkeeper is Grace Sprangers, who is a senior.
Taylor.
And again, we are in an injury stoppage here.
Oh, yeah.
What a brave goalie.
Evergreens have a 3-1 lead.
That hit her right square in the face. Look what I got.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, that was either a ball or contact that hit Hannah Bear. Hit Hannah Bear up high. So again, when you have head contact or something like that, you're always worried about a concussion and whether our goalkeeper is okay. She's up off the ground now, but has not yet risen to her feet, as we're still waiting to see whether Hannah Bear is okay or not. Appleton North is going to need a new goalkeeper. I would think that Hannah Bear is going to wind up going through the concussion protocol. Athletic trainer is still talking to Bear, who has not yet risen off the turf. We're stopped at the 59th minute for this injury, with the Evergreens leading 3-1. Evergreens have Marshfield, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids as their conference opponents remaining to play. Now, Rapids and Point are the two other good teams in conference, and the Evergreens have handled both of them easily. Evergreens have a 5-2 lead win from earlier in the year against Stevens Point. And the Evergreens have a 3-0 victory from earlier in the season against Wisconsin Rapids. That match, though, was 0-0 at halftime. And Wisconsin Rapids is the second-place team. But you know what? Wisconsin Rapids is not going to be able to catch the Evergreens, because in addition to that loss that the Evergreens put on them, Wisconsin Rapids settled for a 1-1 tie against Marshfield. So, I mean, that's 4 points that they are missing in the standings. And the Evergreens have all wins in conference. I mean, the Evergreens really do. It would be almost improbable for the Evergreens not to be conference champions this year. Again, we're in an injury stoppage. The Appleton North freshman goalkeeper, Hannah Bear, came off her line and challenged Sarah Lorge. Lorge, Ball, and Bear all collided at more or less the same time. And I think that Hannah Bear took something in the head, either contact from Lorge or from the ball. Again, it happened kind of bang-bang. And there's so much emphasis now on head injuries and concussion that she's going to have to come out. All right, she is up to her feet now and is holding her face, like either she took that towards the mouth or nose. And Appleton North is going to have to get a new goalkeeper. Both teams have come off the pitch and are both in front of their benches, so it's going to be a moment or two longer before we restart here. And two of the Evergreens' three goals have come when the freshman Hannah Bear has not been able to secure the ball. Hard balls, though. But again, when a rebound comes off your keeper and is kind of left in front, those are scoring opportunities for your opponent. Well, Bear is coming off under her own power, so that's good to see. Grace Sprangers, the senior, is coming into goal. And we'll be ready to restart, hopefully, in just a few moments. Our officials have positioned this ball about 10 yards outside of the big box. And we are ready to resume play now. So at the 59th minute, the Evergreens are going to get to put this ball in play here. Again, this is about 10 yards outside the big box, a four-player wall being set up for Appleton North. So again, the new goalkeeper's got to deny the Evergreens on this spot. Appleton North cannot afford to go down 4-1. The Evergreens will play this soft, trying working around the ball, slide into the box. Getting close to that is Mariah Esker, and then it came off of her foot and cleared out. High ball towards the net, up and over the crossbar and out of play. A long-range ball that was put on goal by Lily Kowal. So a little bit of pressure on the brand new goalkeeper for Appleton North. Played off to the side. North possesses in their own defensive end. High ball up, a little bit over the head of Lily Kowal. Kowal tries to recover. Abby Kilbler plays this off to the side. Appleton North, a little bit of run that went over the touchline. Evergreens will have a throw in. Got a stoppage for just a moment here. Right at the 60th minute. Let's see. Our referee along the far side has asked for this stoppage and is consulting with our head referee.
Go ahead and run the clock.
Okay.
Run it for 15 seconds.
And they're going to run a little bit of...
Down to 30, and then we'll start.
A little bit of time is going to be run off the clock here to get our clock correct. So as you've heard, we have 30 minutes of play left, and that's what my unofficial time says. I have us right at the 60th minute. And the Evergreens are going to throw this ball in. Thrown into traffic, off one of the North players. The Evergreens throw it in again, about 5 yards further down the field. Evergreens have a nice student and parent section here. Appleton North, well, it's a little more sparse for them, but they had, what, an hour and a half, hour and 45-minute drive to get here. North plays this off to the side here and tries to chip this down. It's over the head of Abby Kobler. The Evergreens have three defenders back and play it over to the center. So again, the Evergreens, with this 3-1 lead, can kind of pack in the defense. We're doing that late in the first half. Again, three players back here. Evergreens chip this ahead. In traffic, coming up to challenge is Emily Mittelstadt. Evergreens slide this ball forward. It is too long. Hersberger, who's got two goals from the first half, was trying to run that down too far. Senior goalkeeper is able to make the play. That is Grace Sprengers. Appleton North plays this off to the side, but it's in their defensive end. North has not gotten a lot of good looks at the net in the second half. Again, it's been an extended period of scoreless soccer. The last goal came at the 32nd minute, and we are at the 61st minute now. North in the center, that ball pops up. Evergreens have Maddie Simpson off right now. Again, the Evergreens kind of manage the playing time because last year's season was shaped so much by Maddie Simpson injuries. That the Evergreens know that, you know, when not needed, some of these starters can rest. Ball goes out of play. The Evergreens will have a throw-in about 20 yards into their half of the field. Thrown into traffic to Mittelstadt, played back. Long ball towards the box. Mariah Esker is close to it. It's a little too long for her and goes over the goal line. This will be a goal kick for the Lightning. Again, I mean, Appleton North not only needs to get the next goal in this game, but they need to leave themselves enough time to have chances to tie it up. And again, the Evergreens just keep the defense strong. And the Evergreens, even without their best players on the field, still seem to get pretty good scoring chances. In traffic, Evergreens here slide that soft. Tried to play that forward. Lydia Ellis was trying to play that to Olivia Fernstadt. Too long and goes over the end line of a goal kick coming up here. Yeah, even with Maddie Simpson, Megan Heil, all scoring threats, Sarah Lorge is not on there either for the Evergreens right now. The Evergreens still look like they've been generating some quality chances and been getting a look at the North net. So, I mean, the bottom line here is not only do the Evergreens have the best player and the Evergreens have, you know, the more powerful offense, but the Evergreens have depth here. You know, the Evergreens can swap out 3, 4, 5 players and still hold their own against a team like Appleton North. That speaks to the depth of this program. Fighting for the ball here is Emily Mittelstadt, finally played off to the side. Appleton North tries to move the ball forward out towards the center line. They've got 2, 3 players, but the Evergreens have 4 back here. This is a lot to fight through for Abby Kobler off to the side. Kobler still has the ball. She was fouled, but we're going to play on because Kobler's got the ball high cross into the box. She was trying to connect with her teammate. That was Taylor Tamata who came up, and the Evergreens get that ball out. It's one of the Langmans who got that ball away, I think. So out of danger. North still possesses the 10 yards outside. Wow, the Everest defense is soft here. Here's a shot towards the far post. It hooks away. One of the few times that the Evergreens defense has kind of been out of sorts there. Appleton North had that ball back there about 10 yards out of the big box, but you know, a lot of players can put the ball on net there. Riley Molchak was able to put that ball on, but that shot just hooked wide of the far post. Evergreens would like to have someone come up and mark her. It was Appleton North's best scoring opportunity in a while. Goes out of play. It's a goal kick for the Evergreens. We're at the 64th minute. Wind aided, comes all the way out near the center line. The Evergreens have Mariah Esker. Long ball to the corner. Hersberger is going to try and run this down. The Appleton North player is closest to it and just parks it over the boundary line. They'll give up a throw in to the Evergreens, but it'll give North's defense a chance to fill in. And Dakota Corallo will throw in for the Evergreens deep in the far corner. Throws it in traffic. Corallo up, and that's going to go out of play. Nobody touched that, so that'll be a goal kick for the Lightning. Well, time is going to quickly favor the Evergreens in this match. 65th minute, so we're halfway through, just a little less than halfway through the second half. All the scoring has come in the first half, and the Evergreens lead 3-1. This goal kick is a little short, but North possesses. Abby Schaefer, long ball ahead. That's a nice ball to Abby Kobler. But the Evergreens have three, now four players that fill in defensively. Evergreens guard the near post. That's Sonia Budleski. Evergreens keeper, and that ball went out of play. Appleton North will make a substitution, too. Olivia Barr comes on. Greta Gerard comes off. This will be a corner kick for Appleton North from the near side. See how North wants to play this. Evergreens put defenders on the near and far post, have their keeper right in the middle. High ball towards the scoring area, tapped by the Everest keeper and out by the defenders. Well played by Sonia Budleski. Budleski knew that that was going to be too tall for her, but she leaped up and got a hand on it, was able to steer it towards her teammates. Evergreens with a counter-attacking chance down the field here. Olivia Fernstadt. Fernstadt rolls this ahead for Emily Middlestack. Can she get it centered? Centered in traffic. Keeper off her line and smothers it. Good decision by the senior goalkeeper, Grace Sprangers, as the Evergreens were trying to center that ball from the near side. Sprangers will punt it out. 67th minute now, right at the midway point of the second half. 3-1 Evergreens. Two goals here for Hersberger with the 23rd and 28th minute. Both of them rebounds off the Appleton North keeper, the freshman Hannah Bear, who is no longer in. She's left the match because of injury. Evergreens try to fight for this ball along the near side. While Dakota Corallo is just pestering a ball where Appleton North possessed it. Now I've got a whistle. Corallo was down. They're going to have a card here. And that card is on the Appleton North player who was frustrated. Dakota Corallo was marking that ball and was trying to get to it. And then the Appleton North player retaliated and shoved Dakota Corallo right in front of the official, who's going to show the card here to Abby Kobler. Kobler gets a yellow card and will come off. Double check that. No, it's not. I thought that was Kobler. It's Olivia Barr. It's the number 18, not the number 10. That's Olivia Barr who's coming off with a yellow card. Yes.
Isabel Bailey.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Both teams use this as an opportunity to substitute. Evergreens are putting Alana Schneck back in. Rachel Kinney comes on for Appleton North. The restart will come about 10 yards over the center line on the far side. Evergreens loft that towards the edge of the box. Mariah Esker fights for it. Appleton North gets it out. Appleton North tries to get this forward. Evergreens just back defensively. And slid now off to the side. That's Corallo again, who's been really solid for the Evergreens defensively. Corallo got her foot on that ball, played it out of play, so no chance for Appleton North to advance the ball forward. Chipped into the corner. Evergreens have a player there. That's Sarah Lorge, who turns on it, gets it out, sends it all the way out to the middle part of the field. Appleton North possesses there, tries to center. Abby Schaefer. Schaefer's in traffic. Evergreens took that ball away. Ball that's ahead. Can the Evergreens run this down? Brianna Roush tries to chase to it. Appleton North get back to the... Well, Roush just had that ball go off the keeper. It's still on the far side corner, and now Appleton North gets it out of danger. But the Evergreens fill in. Alana Schneck's got it. Schneck is outside the box. Far side. Shot on goal. Save. Well, she was able... Not much separation, but Schneck was able to get a strong right foot there. Saved there by the replacement keeper, Grace Sprangers. Punt is out short, too, in the Evergreens. You know, the Evergreens are playing just as strong as when this game was tied. The Evergreens, let's not forget, were trailing 1-0 earlier in the first half. Come all the way back with three unanswered goals. Evergreens are ready to put some of their starters back in. Lorge, Maddie Simpson, Hersberger ready to come back in. Appleton North plays this off to the side and out of play. That's going to be a throw-in for the Evergreens. No, it's kept in play along the near side. A little bit of confusion of what's going on there in the far corner. Plays back in. Evergreens slide that towards the box a little bit too long. Esker was trying to put that on and had a teammate that was streaking towards. Now the Evergreens get... 1, 2, 3, 4 new players in. The three that I mentioned before and Lily Kowal will come on as well. Brianna Roush is off for the Evergreens. Three others have gone over straight to the bench. Can't really see them. The Evergreens on the restart here. 69th minute. 3-1 Evergreens over Appleton North. This would be a quality win. Chipped towards the goal. It is out of play. Evergreens couldn't get that straightened out along the near side post. We'll have a goal kick coming up as the Lightning will try and move this down. Yeah, the Lightning need to make something happen here. And the Evergreens put Maddie Simpson back in at this stage of the match. Hersberger back in. So, I mean, the Evergreens are looking to end this thing with one more goal. Appleton North's got to realize this. The Evergreens are kind of looking for the knockout punch at this stage. Chloe Felch here for the Evergreens to Megan Heil. Heil is back on for the Evergreens too. Plays this back chip forward. Maddie Simpson leaves it for Heil on the side. Heil tries to slide that ball forward. Hersberger, Evergreens are going to get a look at the net here. Here's a shot. A good defense by Appleton North. Carson Descend came in and closed on that ball as Sarah Lorge was trying to turn and put that towards the near shot. Again, we said this before that sometimes letting that shot go the moment you have contact with the ball, sometimes that's the right choice. The defender got closer because of a moment of hesitation there. So the Evergreens get another quality look at the net, and Lorge possesses again on the near side, and Lorge just fought through and was tripped by one of the defenders, but Maddie Simpson still possesses. Simpson plays it back, shot on goal, little bit too tall for Alana Schneck over the crossbar. Simpson left it back, and Schneck kind of filled in, got a look at it. Now in the 71st minute, still 3-1 Evergreens, goal kick, you know. And again, with this match has been at 3-1 forever now. But it just seems more likely that the next goal is going to belong to the Evergreens. The Evergreens have had the better chances here. Appleton North plays this off to the far side. Evergreens take it back, centered in the middle for Maddie Simpson. Simpson's got two defenders to fight through. The third came up and took the ball away. Simpson split the two, and then a third defender came up and denied the chance. Played off to the side here. Evergreens still possess. Edge of the box, chip towards the center. Maddie Simpson had that moving away from her. Tries to turn on that ball, has three around her again, and Appleton North gets it out of danger for the time being. North's got to get a counter-attacking chance here. The Evergreens have three back and two more chasing. Moving forward, coming back in to Olivia Barr. Circles back. That's Kobler. Plays that off to the side. Dakota Corallo is nearby, who's been so solid defensively. Shot there is blocked. Dakota Corallo sacrificed her body there. Bounced off her and didn't get through to the Everest keeper. 72nd minute now. This is the first time in a while that North has been in the Everest half of the field for some sustained attempts. Near side, Abby Schaefer, one of the captains, tried to get that centered, couldn't get it to her teammate. Taken away by Lily Kowal. And Kowal moves this ahead, 3-on-3 coming back the other way. Here's Lorge, got that ball too far out in front of her and is taken away by Riley Mulchuk. It's going to be a throw in here for the Evergreens on the near touchline. Now I've got a whistle and a little bit of confusion over who's going to throw this ball in. And Appleton North has some subs that they want to bring in if it's their throw-in. It's not. It's the Evergreens' throw-in, so the Appleton North subs are on hold for the time being. Got to get a new ball in play also. Yeah, they've called a foul here on Appleton North. Evergreens are going to have Keta Ottinger take this. This is from the near side. It's about 50 yards away. High ball towards the outer edge of the box, bending away. Up, Maddie Simpson tries to head that towards the goal and hit the upright and cleared out. Maddie Simpson had her back towards the goal there and was able to head that ball towards the net, and it went off the upright. Almost something spectacular. That would have been an eyes in the back of her head kind of goal. Goes out of play, and now the substitutes can come on. The Evergreens are putting on Rachel Burns. Burns for Dakota Corallo. Corallo's been really good today. 74th minute. Appleton North will throw in. And the Evergreens take the ball right back. The Evergreens, you know, as the match has gone on, the Evergreens have been winning more of the 50-50 balls. It's been a big difference here. Alana Schneck in traffic. Appleton takes it away. Let's see if North can do something here with a run along the far side. Evergreen's got a couple of players back. Rachel Burns, the fresh legs there, tried to get that centered. It's well wide of the far post and goes out of play. Right idea, but I mean, sometimes that's a tough chance with a player's momentum when they're on a full run going towards the end line. You've got to almost bring that ball back across your body and kind of kick it like it's behind you. Instead, the momentum carries the ball over the end line. That's what happened there. To the 65th minute, beg your pardon, 75th minute here. 15 minutes of play left, and the Evergreens have a two-goal lead that they've done a fine job protecting. Ball's out of play off North on the far side. Evergreens will throw in their defensive end. North's got to challenge this ball and try and keep this in. Instead, the Evergreens throw it up towards the center. Evergreens clear it forward. I mean, what you like about this, I mean, Appleton North is an elite team. Appleton North is really good. Got a good record, got a fine resume here, and the Evergreens have just been better. The Evergreens next week, DePere and Notre Dame. So Notre Dame is the last really tough opponent, non-conference, on the Everest schedule. See how the Evergreens match up there, and that should tell you how the Evergreens are going to fare as they get into state. But I don't think the Evergreens are going to be outclassed or outmatched by anyone. The Evergreens may have teams that are even or about as good as them. The Evergreens are not going to be underdogs or are not going to be the team that doesn't belong as they get into state play. The Evergreens have built themselves a very impressive resume. And we've mentioned this in some of our other podcasts, too. This is not a senior-oriented team. Some of the Evergreens' best players are underclassmen who will be back a year from now. North with a counterattacking chance. Isabel Batley. Batley to the edge of the box, tries to center this. Got a teammate nearby. The Evergreens had a defensive player that disrupted that. Jordan Langbin disrupted the chance on what was going to be a centering ball there to Izzy Ruzicone. And then the Everest keeper, Sonia Budleski, was able to gather that ball in. Good play by Langbin. The Evergreens counterattack to Lorge down. Here's Maddie Simpson. Simpson's 35, 40 yards away. Looks to drive on that defender. Far side. Got a second player. Maddie just got past both of them. Centers, goes across. The Evergreens score! Megan Heil puts it in. Maddie Simpson drove on the far post. Was able to get it to the near side post again. Maddie attracts the attention of two or three defenders, which means on the other side, somebody is open. At the 77th minute, the Evergreens go up. Up 4-1. That's Megan Heil's goal, Maddie Simpson's assist. And that is going to essentially put this match out of reach. 13 minutes of match play remaining. and the Evergreens have scored the first goal of the second half and now lead 4-1. I mean, that was pretty because Maddie Simpson had a defender about even with her on the far side. And, you know, Maddie's a scoring machine, but boy, she can find the assist too. And, you know, as Maddie becomes a more mature player, she's going to know that. Two defenders around me, three defenders around me, so who is unmarked? And she found on the near side post her teammate Megan Heil. Heil didn't miss from close range, so, you know, you hear this, and it's almost a sports cliche, but it's true. The good players make the others around them better. That's a goal that sure makes that point just about perfectly. Evergreen's now leading 4-1. And boy, did we go an extended period without any goals being scored, from the 32nd minute to the 77th minute. And just the way the entire second half was playing, here's Maddie Simpson again, open field, gathers that ball in. Maddie Simpson may let this fly from long range. No, and let some of her teammates fill in. Slides it forward now to Jordan Langbin. So that was Hersberger. Played off to the side now, and the Evergreens don't have anyone there. That's going to go over the touchline. Nope, Appleton North will keep it in. North tries to counterattack. Evergreens with the three defenders back. And Alana Schneck pesters the player with the ball, too. Chipped forward towards Izzy Ruzicone. Ruzicone is marked right up there. Good defensive play, Keta Ottinger. And now off to the corner. Evergreens get that out of danger. To the 78th minute we go, now 79th minute. 4-1 Evergreens. Yeah, for the longest time, I mean, all during the second half, the Evergreens have been getting better scoring opportunities than Appleton North. It just seemed more likely that the next goal would belong to the Evergreens, and sure enough, it did. Ball's played along the far side that goes over the touchline. Appleton North's going to get a throw in deep in their offensive zone. But again, for North, it just seems like a hill that's still too steep to climb. They trail by three goals. And there's only 11 minutes left in our match. In traffic along the far side, fighting for it is Abby Kobler. Kobler rolls that towards the goal. There's no one there, and it's just picked up by the Everest keeper, Sonia Budleski. Not a difficult chance at all. And yet, in the second half, Budleski has not been particularly busy. She had one athletic save late in the second half, and she did have one tough chance earlier in the second half. It was Appleton North's best look at the net. But they've really generated only one really good scoring opportunity in the second half, and Budleski denied them. North here is along the far side, Olivia Barr. Barr gets this centered. Evergreens have a player back there. Marking up is Jordan Langbin. Shot there right off of Langbin's chest and defense off to the side. So again, Langbin got herself between the ball and the goal and didn't allow that to get through. 80th minute now. 4-1 Evergreens. This is played back and the Evergreens take it away. Megan Heil's going to send this all the way down. So Maddie Simpson's going to have to run this down. There's one defender there. Maddie wins the race to the ball. Maddie Simpson had that get a little too far out in front of her, and Alania Anderson came up and cleared that ball out of play, parks it over the boundary line. Evergreens will substitute in. Dakota Corallo comes back in. Dakota's played so well, you might as well let her finish this match out there instead of on the bench. Dakota Corallo has earned another 10 minutes of playing time for sure. Jordan Langbin's coming out. Evergreens will throw this in. I would imagine soon Maddie Simpson will be coming out. It's the Evergreens at 4-1. Seem like they're sitting on a win here. Throw-in goes into traffic. Appleton North takes it away. North along the far side. Chips that ball all the way down, trying to get that to Izzy Ruzicone, but the Evergreens have three players back. It's Izzy all by herself. She has to wait for a teammate to fill in. Now slides it over to Isabel Bentley. Bentley is in traffic. Again, got a couple of defenders there. She didn't strike that ball all that well. She got it between the two Everest defenders. A bouncing chance and save by Sonia Budleski. She'd probably like to have that one back. Punted all the way back out while Maddie Simpson's still on the pitch, and she battled for that 50-50 ball, which Appleton North won. A low line drive that took a funny bounce went off to the side there. Abby Kobler for Appleton North. Can she get this centered? Under 10 minutes to play. 4-1 Evergreens. Chip towards the goal, headed out by one of the Everest defenders. Budleski was there too, but that was headed off to the side. I think that was Keta Ottinger. Yep. It's going to wind up being a corner kick for Appleton North. The time is friendly for the Evergreens here. Up by 3 goals and into the 82nd minute. This is a line drive that's short, and Rachel Burns comes up. Appleton North player tried to turn on that ball. Again, the Evergreens block it away. Nothing doing. That was Sarah Lorge. Put her body in front of it. Here's Megan Heil. Heil for the Evergreens. Counter-attacking chance. Emily Bratz came up to challenge. Took that ball away. Everest player now forward. Foul called on Dakota Corallo. As she knocks Isabel Bentley to the turf. Evergreens are going to sub in two more players on the next stoppage. 83rd minute now. As the Evergreens are going to celebrate 3 wins in 3 days. They will improve to 14-1-1. On the kick after the foul lofted towards the box. Out, Evergreen, Maddie Simpson. The substitutes who are waiting are going to take Maddie out of the game. So this is Maddie Simpson's final run of the afternoon. Slides that ball ahead to Lorge in traffic, and one of the Appleton North defenders came up and clears this out of play. Evergreens try and fill in Dakota Corallo. Corallo won the race to that ball, gets it centered again. Appleton North takes it back, played off to the side. There's going to be a long run here for Abby Kobler. Kobler's going to get a look at the net coming back here. She holds, shoots, tipped up and out of play, headed off the crossbar by the Appleton North player on the rebound and out. And Appleton North, boy, it's that kind of day. Kobler drove that all the way down. Izzy Ruzicone had a chance on a rebound there, and she headed it off the crossbar with a lot of the far side net open. Megan Heil will come out. Maddie Simpson comes out. The Evergreen starters' day is done here at the 84th minute. Well, Appleton North could have gotten it to 4-2. Probably more unlucky than anything else on that last chance. Just a lot of room on the near side for Abby Kobler. And Sonia Budleski made the initial save, and then the ball was loose. A header for Izzy Ruzicone went off the crossbar. No good. So North's about to head home on the bus. It'll be their third loss of the season. Appleton North is back on the attack here. Here's Emily Bratz in the center, a little bit too far ahead of her, and Lily Kowal sends it off to the side. Mariah Esker for the Evergreens. North takes it back. 5 minutes till final whistle. Funny, on this kind of cool afternoon, it doesn't feel cool when you've built up the lead. When you've got the victory coming your way, no problem at all. Ball's in the far corner, got a whistle. Did that go over the touchline? We're going to have a foul there called in the corner. Appleton North, it looks like, is going to get to throw this one in. Nope, foul call there in the corner. So Appleton North's going to get a kick, but from a funny angle. Rachel Burns was in the area. We assume that Rachel is the guilty party, I think. Yeah, this is a weird angle down near the end line. Almost like a corner kick put into play in traffic, sent out of the box and out of danger. Centered again, bouncing around, and the Evergreens keeper comes all the way out and smothers that ball. Took it almost right off the foot there of Izzy Ruzicone, and a whistle sounds. Evergreens will get a goal kick out of that. Evergreens' Sonia Budleski made the right decision coming off her line there. Evergreens player battles for this near the center of the pitch. Emily Middlestadt nearby. Appleton North takes it back. Evergreens pack the defense in. They've got 5 players back towards the box. To Isabel Batley. Got a whistle here, and North is going to make a late substitution. Brianna Seitz will come in, and Abby Kobler, one of their best players, is coming out now. And that ball rolls harmlessly over the end line. This is going to be a corner kick for Appleton North. Corner kick for North here in the closing moment. We're in the 87th minute. This corner will come from the near side. Well, the Evergreens have limited a really good team to just 1 goal. And the Evergreens really dominated play today. Evergreens had the better chances. This quarter is a line drive bending away, shot on goal, much too tall and out of play. Isabel Batley put that on goal. Goes harmlessly out of play, and the Evergreens will get a goal kick with just over 2 minutes left to play until this one is over. Evergreens are going to have an awful lot to be happy about today. They beat, and they really controlled play against a very good team. So the Evergreens' resume grows a little bit stronger. I mean, this is almost as satisfying as going to Eau Claire and getting that 3-1 win earlier in the season against Eau Claire Memorial. I mean, Memorial is in the same sectional as the Evergreens, so they've been a team that the Evergreens have had to get past in order to get to state. In the last couple of years, they haven't. Appleton North, just a good team from a different part of the state, and Appleton North is going to have something to say about the Evergreens, because the Evergreens gave them a match and sent them home. This is going to be one of their more convincing losses of the season. They have a 3-0 loss to Arrowhead, and I believe a 2-0 loss to Bayport. The Evergreens have just controlled this completely. As we enter the final minute of play, let's recap our scoring as we get closer to the end of this afternoon's soccer coverage. Let's not forget that Appleton North had an early lead here. Rachel Kinney scored at the 20th minute. 1-0. But the Evergreens got even just 3 minutes later. El Hersberger with a goal for the Evergreens on an initial shot that came off Hannah Bear, the goalkeeper's, hands. And then Hersberger mopped that up and made it 1-1. Sarah Lorge was able to put a shot on goal for the Evergreens that again went off the goalkeeper's hands, and Hersberger scored again. That ball is up high and over the head of the Evergreens goalkeeper, Sonia Budleski. In the 89th minute, Appleton North has just scored to make it 4-2. So there we go. Appleton North, as all that's left to be determined is the final score. In the 89th minute, the Lightning have scored, and it's a 4-2 game. Maddie Simpson scored at the 32nd minute, her only goal today. Simpson has a goal and an assist, making it 3-1, and Maddie Simpson slid the ball from the far post to the near post in the 77th minute for a Megan Heil goal, making it 4-1. And again, North gets a meaningless goal here in the 89th minute to make it 4-2. And that is likely where this one is going to end. Appleton North, while pushing forward again, shot on goal, saved by the Evergreens' Sonia Budleski. Budleski will just hold it, and now we'll kick it out as we are into the final moments of today's match. A 4-2 win for the DC Everest Evergreens. And this is a non-conference game. The Evergreens' record will improve to 14-1-1. Appleton North will fall to 10-3-2 this year. 10-3-2. Losses to Bayport, Arrowhead, and now these DC Everest Evergreens, and ties against Kimberly and Appleton East. We wish our Appleton North fans a safe ride home. Kind of team that the Evergreens could be meeting again somewhere in state tournament play. Evergreens next week, conference games against Marshfield and Stevens Point. Evergreens run this ball into the corner in the closing moments here, as the final seconds will soon tick away and the Evergreens will celebrate. Evergreens celebrating again. Pretty solid win today. I have us at full time. My time is unofficial, of course. Ball is back to the Appleton North keeper. He's going to kick this out. And there we go. The match is over. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. The Evergreens defeat Appleton North 4-2. El Hersberger with two goals. Maddie Simpson with a goal and an assist today. And Megan Heil is the other goal scorer for the Evergreens. Congratulations to the DC Everest girls soccer team. That wraps up our soccer podcast coverage. I'm Chris Conley for FoxSportsWausau.com. Good afternoon, everybody.